It's time to encounter a day of bliss as we read The Open Heavens, a daily devotional authored by Pastor E.A. Adeboye from the Redeemed Christian Church of God.
Good morning, stay tuned for The Open Heavens.
My hope is found, He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are stilled, when striving ceases. My comforter, my all in all, here in the love of Christ I stand.
You're welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. Today is the 16th day in the month of August 2024, and we have come with our hearts of gratitude. We have come to ascribe all glory, honor, and adoration to the one who has made us possible, to the Alpha, Omega, Immortal, Invisible. Lord, we have come with our hearts of gratitude, and we want to say thank you. Thank you for a brand new day. Thank you for the daily gift that you give to us, the gift that cannot be bought or sold. Lord, we want to say thank you. To you, we ascribe all glory, honor, and adoration. Accept our thanks in the name of Jesus. Once again, I want to welcome you to the Open Heaven Hour. This is the time of the day where we get to hear, learn, and share the Word of God, where we get to gather to know the mind of God concerning us. So if this is your first time of joining us, I want to welcome you. And I want to assure you that you are in the right place. What is our day without a dose of the Word of God? So if you are just joining us, I want to welcome you. If you are frequent on the show, you know what time it is. It is time to tell somebody, to tell somebody, to tell every single person. It is time for our devotion. So ring the bell, sound the alarm, let everybody know that it is time for our devotion. Share with everyone you can and let them join. Let us know what God has to say to us this morning. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. It's brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotional Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Once again, I want to welcome you to another segment of our show. Today, we'll be looking at a topic that says Prayer Extinguishes Part 3. Prayer Extinguishes Part 3. And today, we'll be looking at, we'll be singing from Hymn 10. That's In Christ Alone, Hymn 10, In Christ Alone. Our memory verse today will be taken from James chapter 1, verse 6. James chapter 1, verse 6. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. Once again, our memory verse is taken from James chapter 1, verse 6. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. A Bible reading for today will be taken from James chapter 1, verse 5 to 8. James chapter 1, verse 5 to 8. But before we go to our Bible reading, our Bible in 1 year. It's taken from Jeremiah chapter 44 to chapter 46. Jeremiah chapter 44 to chapter 46. We're trying to complete the Bible for the year. So today we'll be looking at Jeremiah chapter 44 to chapter 46. Now let's go to our Bible reading for today. James chapter 1 from verse 5 to 8. James chapter 1 from verse 5 to 8. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, he who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. But let him ask in faith, with no doubting, for he who doubts is like a wave of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. For let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. The manual today says, today, I will conclude my discussion on some of the factors that can extinguish prayers. Some people get almost everything right in the place of prayer, but miss out on just one thing, that is faith. Today's memory verse says that believers should always make their requests to God in faith, without doubting in their hearts. The next verse directly addresses anyone who makes requests from God without faith. The book of James chapter 1 verse 7 says, for let not that man think that he will receive anything of the Lord. When you pray without faith, that prayer is dead on arrival. The book of Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6 says, that without faith, it is impossible to please God. Believers cannot expect God to answer their prayers when he is not pleased with them. God requires that you have faith in him when you ask him for something. In the book of Luke chapter 17 verse 6, it says that even if your faith is as little as a mustard seed, God will use it to move mountains on your behalf. If your child asks you for food and then looks at you in such a way that says, I know you will not give me, you probably don't even have it, you will feel insulted. This is what we do when we ask God for something that we are not really expecting him to give us. When you come to God in faith, you come knowing without a doubt that what you have asked him is already done. You bring your requests with thanksgiving, as we can see in Philippians chapter 4 verse 6. Philippians chapter 4 verse 6. Because you know that your prayers have already been answered. The moment you pray, your hands are already stretched out to God, expecting what you have asked for. This is how to pray. It is a kind of prayer that God cannot ignore. In the book of Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1, it says that faith is the evidence of things not seen. In other words, when you have faith, even though you have not seen what you are asking for, you'll be so sure that you have it that you can present it in court as evidence to any judge, telling them, see what I have. For a long time, I tried by my own power to increase my faith, but it was difficult. Then I read in the book of Mark chapter 9 verse 24, Mark chapter 9 verse 24, where a man cried to Jesus, saying that he believes, but that Jesus should help is unbelief. In minutes, what Jesus was asking him to believe for was done. I also started praying that God should help my faith, and I have seen my faith grow tremendously since then. If you pray the same prayer, Jesus will give your faith a boost, and you will be able to overcome unbelief. Today's Open Heaven comes with a prayer point that says, Lord, I believe in you. Please help my faith. Lord, I believe in you. Please help my faith. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word today in Jesus' name. Amen. If today's Open Heaven has been a blessing to you and you would like to boost the faith of somebody today, you can share. How can you share? By visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on Open Heaven Hour. You can see, you'll be able to see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on the share button or download directly to share with somebody today. You might just be saving a soul. This might just be the word that somebody is waiting to hear. So kindly do us a favor by sharing. You can also reach out to us on Instagram on Praise Palace Radio _UK, Praise Palace Radio _UK on Instagram, or directly on our website, www.praisepalaceradio.com. We also implore you to join all our amazing segments, all our amazing shows for the day on Praise Palace Radio, still on the website, www.praisepalaceradio.com, or download our mobile app on Play Store and Apple Store, Praise Palace Radio. The schedule for our exciting and amazing shows throughout the day are outlined there, so you can follow whichever one you feel that you would enjoy the most. But I assure you that you will enjoy each and every one of them. Till you hear my voice again, till we gather for another word from the mind of God. Please stay blessed. Have a beautiful day. God bless you.
You can only come this far. And who showed the moon?
Are you sick, frustrated, lost, broken, or even feeling alone? Is the weight of your pain holding you down that you find it so difficult to hope? I have come with a good news this morning for you today, and it's that Jesus cares, Jesus loves, and Jesus saves. He is waiting at the corner of your heart to be let in. He is there to heal you, just only if you can open the doors of your heart to Him. If you are ready for a brand new beginning right now, I want you to say after me, Lord Jesus, I confess that you are the Son of God. I accept you as my personal Lord and Savior. I give you my past for a brand new future in you. Thank you because I know you have heard me. In Jesus' name I pray. I want to welcome you right now to the family of Christ. God bless you.